everybody. We're back. I'm Cal Banyan. I'm back with Erica Flint. And you know what? Today, we've got another great topic. This is the Hypnosis Etc. program. That means we talk about hypnosis, etc. Surprise, surprise. And what's the etc.? Etc. is maybe marketing or self-improvement and this kind of thing. Now, today, we've got an uncomfortable topic for you. It's the topic of feeling good about feeling uncomfortable. And so this is, you know, sometimes we let uncomfortable get in the way of our success. And so Erica's got some really good tips about that, and I'm going to chime in as well. And by the way, let me tell you about Erica. Erica, what an up-and-comer in our profession. She is smart. She is creative. She's bold. She's good at blowing past uncomfortable. Let me tell you what, she came from the career world of software engineering and that kind of thing. And one day she got the idea in her head, you know what, I'd like to work with probably the most sophisticated computer that we know of, the human mind. She got interested in hypnosis, and you know what, she decided, I'm going to take action. She took a local class in hypnosis, and it whetted her appetite. But it wasn't enough to really get her started professionally. She did some searching around, got my 5-Path DVD course. And you know what? That was enough. And she got started. A short time after that, she took the live Week of Power course. And it's just been up, up, and away ever since. I'm so proud to see her to write for the Journal of Hypnotism, to speak at the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention, the Solid Gold Weekend. And she just keeps on going. How you doing, Erica?
I'm doing great, Cal. Thank you so much for that introduction. It's fabulous to be here today and continue talking about hypnosis and all the fabulous ways that we can help our clients. This topic is interesting because it's not just for our clients, it's for hypnotists as well. Before we dive into it, let me tell everybody about you, Cal. Cal Banyan is the authority on hypnosis that works. He has been in the profession for over 20 years, a little over 20 years, 20 plus some months, let's put it that way. And he's won every single award from the National Guild of Hypnotists, which is the oldest and largest hypnosis professional organization in the world. He is an author, he is a trainer, he has appeared on radio and television, not only talking about hypnosis, but talking about his books. And one of his books that we're going to talk about today, The Secret Language of Feelings, one of my favorite books. We're going to dive into that later today. But Cal is a trainer of some of the best in the world, and he is the person that the experts turn to for guidance. He's had a profound impact on my career and my life because I took a different training first and did not really feel competent or confident in actually helping clients. I knew how powerful hypnosis was, but it wasn't until I actually took Cal's 5-Path training that I understood how to actually do it. So once I started being a 5-Path, that's when I saw profound results in my clients, and I've been doing it ever since. So I'm really happy to be here today and tell everybody about this topic. Cal, what do you think about this topic today?
I think that if you're not uncomfortable from time to time, then you're in trouble.
And that's kind of the bottom line here, too. I kind of want to reframe, I guess, feeling uncomfortable as something to actually look forward to. So the opposite, and I know that some of our viewers out there can probably appreciate this, that sometimes complacency is actually a little more dangerous. And I know for my clients, a lot of them have realized at the end of solving a problem in their life, they realize, oh my gosh, why didn't I do this 20 years ago? Why was I okay just living with okay results and just kind of getting by instead of dealing with it? I could have had this relief. You know, who knows where my life would have been if I would have addressed this a long time ago. So I think complacency is actually more dangerous. And so this episode is all about how to recognize that feeling uncomfortable is actually a good thing. What do you think, Cal?
Well, absolutely. It's like you're familiar with my script for doing forgiveness of self, where we call it the carpenter script, right? Where we really hypnotically start giving our clients the desire to have those little cuts and bruises and fall downs in their life so that they can move forward. Perfect.
Right, right. So it's the willingness to kind of step into an uncomfortable situation or kind of put yourself out there. one of the ways that I look at this is if you were walking around and you felt that there was a pebble in your shoe, you'd probably just take your shoe off and ditch that pebble. But a lot of times in our life, we have a pebble in our life that's causing us some level of discomfort, and instead of addressing it, we ignore it, we push it away, we pretend it's not there, or like our clients, what they're going to do is they will do a distracting behavior. They'll eat too much, drink too much, smoke too much. And so this is the first thing that I want you to do or understand. The feeling of being uncomfortable is really just an indicator that something else is going on. You don't even have to know exactly what it is. And then we've all that experience where we just feel a little uncomfortable, a little uneasy. Like, there's something about this that I don't like. There you go.
Absolutely. You know, there's really, like, there's a lot of different ways we could go with this. One is that, are we letting the fear of being uncomfortable get in the way of our success? And then now the direction you're going with, what do you do when you have these uncomfortable feelings inside of you? Good. Keep going.
Yeah. And I'm going to even take it one step further. I'm going to say, look for something that makes you feel uncomfortable because it allows you to take that next step. And so this is what I do personally. Anytime something comes up, reading the news, I'm having a conversation, whatever it is, anytime at all, if something makes me feel a little uncomfortable, I make note of it. I'm actually looking for these things that make me feel uncomfortable. And the reason is because the best hypnotists in the world are dealing with their own stuff. Now, I use Seventh Path self-hypnosis to address those things that make me feel uncomfortable. But each of us have to address those things that make us feel uncomfortable in order to be a great hypnotist. Otherwise, guess what? It's going to show up in your office the next week. Right, Cal?
You know, just before we started this video, I was thinking about you and your background in software engineering and all that kind of stuff. And I was thinking about asking you the question, how is hypnosis work similar to, you know, doing the work with software and stuff? And as you're talking about this, I'm thinking, this is kind of like debugging a program. You look for that stuff that's not working right so that you can fix it, right?
Absolutely. It's so funny that you said that. I was thinking, I wonder if he's going to go with debugging. So you're exactly right. And so when you're developing software, you have components in your software, an error report. So you have like these pieces that are going to spit out an error, let's say. So that's the first layer. You're like, oops, this isn't working at all. This is a bug. And so what I'm talking about here would be the next layer, the even deeper layer that's going to tell you, okay, why is it not optimized? So I've built this software, but it's not optimized. And that's also a bug. That's what we're talking about here. If you have something that's making you feel uncomfortable, maybe it's not keeping you up at night. Maybe it's not causing you mounds of distress. But guess what? You're not optimized because there is some energy being associated with that. So the good thing to do is just look. Really, this is debugging your life at a deeper level. Really, look for something, be on the awareness of something that makes you feel uncomfortable, knowing that you can get rid of it with self-hypnosis or some other technique, which we'll talk about in just a moment, so that you can be better. And this is the same thing that you can help your clients with. And so it's just really interesting that you mentioned that about software engineering, Cal.
You know, as you're talking about it, I love this computer stuff. I almost did a secondary degree in computer science until I ran into calculus 1, 2, and 3, and I said, the heck with that. Anyway, thinking about it, our clients kind of come into us wanting to be debugged. You know, they recognize something's not operating right, and then if you do a really good job of that, you can get them to where they want to be. And you've sold them on the power of hypnosis and the transformation. If we can take them from a buggy state into a fully operating state, then we can take them into the optimized state. Like a software, they might get it the first time they put it out, it's got bugs, they fix it, then they get it operating, and then what do? Well, how can we make it work faster? How can we make it upscalable and all this kind of stuff? Am I following you?
Yeah, you got it. You got it exactly right. That's exactly what I'm talking about. So what you're doing is you're actually looking for something that makes you feel uncomfortable so that you can debug that part of your own life, right?
Absolutely.
All right, very good. So step one, you're going to recognize that feeling of uncomfortable is just an indicator that there's something for you to take care of to optimize your life. The second step is to be thankful. Gratitude goes a long way, and when you're thankful that you recognized it, that alleviates a lot of stress and tension. So really, you notice there's something that makes you feel uncomfortable, and instead of feeling bad about that, you feel grateful that you notice it. It's kind of like if you noticed there was a leak in your roof, you might not like it until you realize, wow, I'm glad I noticed it today and not a month later when it was worse, right?
Right, and I remember people say, tell me what 7-pass self-hypnosis is, and what's one of the lines I use? It's the very first antivirus software for the human mind, because we got to go in there and find those programs that aren't working and get rid of them so that we can optimize our code and have an optimized life.
All right, step three, sometimes just the awareness component is all it takes. This is kind of, this is called bringing something into the light. So instead of... Instead of just ignoring an issue, recognizing that you have the tools to help yourself, you have the tools to help your client, right? So this is something you do for yourself, and then you teach it to your clients. And so noticing, first of all, noticing it, being thankful for it, sometimes that's enough. Sometimes just the awareness is enough to get that uncomfortable feeling to go away. It's kind of like if you have a pain in your hip, and you just, you know, you just notice that pain in your hip. Sometimes just that a little bit of attention can help that situation go away. Sometimes that's it. Has that ever happened to you, Cal?
You know, as you're talking about this, I feel like you're segueing more and more into the secret language of feelings, where people learn to recognize that all these uncomfortable feelings, fear, anger, guilt, can, when you understood properly, is wisdom, and when we can respond to them in a satisfying way. And the very first thing we do is just recognize that we're having an uncomfortable feeling and naming it.
That's right. And that is the fourth step. So the fourth step really is a recognition of the secret language of feelings and the process in the secret language of feelings. I think the distinction here is just noticing that, you know what? Sometimes it's an uncomfortable feeling, so just noticing that pebble in your shoe, noticing the leaky roof, that type of a thing, and then being thankful for it and having the tools to address it. So moving on to step four, address the feeling. Address the feeling with the self-coaching component in the secret language of feelings, the 1, 2, and 3. So the first is identify the feeling. Cal, I mean, this is your book. This is your work. I absolutely love it. I use it on myself every day. I use it with my clients all the time. So what else do you want to share with our viewers on this?
Well, first of all, one of the things we got to understand is all feelings are good. Sadness, loneliness, fear, they're all good when they're based on accurate perception. So, but we don't learn that. We learn that, you know, oh, you shouldn't be afraid or you shouldn't be sad. And we get all these judgments kind of put upon us. And so we learn to swallow it back, to ignore these feelings, and as opposed to noticing that something is going on, just like Erica is saying. And so what the problem with that is we begin an automatic response of distracting ourselves from those feelings, an attempt to ignore. And so what happens is we become less and less in touch with the feelings, and the automatic action of eating too much, drinking too much, working too much, exercising too much, whatever the too much behavior is. And that's what our clients come in for a lot of the times, is these too much behaviors. And as we introduce them to this idea that we need to stop, ask ourselves what we're feeling. And some people are so out of touch with what they're feeling, what we can do is we can have them step back. And that is, what were you thinking? Because our emotions come from the thoughts that we have. And our thoughts are constantly giving meaning to our environment. Something happens, we have thoughts about it, which assign a meaning to it. And the meaning creates emotions in the brain that are felt in the body that create behavior. And I think that's really where you're going with this. And in the secret language of feelings, we explain that fear always comes from thinking something bad's going to happen. Loneliness comes from not fulfilling our needs, wants, and desires for companionship and mating and that kind of thing. Frustration comes from what we're doing isn't working. Depression comes from thinking this is hopeless, I give up, I'm ineffective. And so when you can really begin to understand these feelings, you can begin to respond to them in a different way. Now what this means for the hypnotist, specifically in one direction, is that if we want to get someone to stop doing the too much behaviors or to not do them too much, we no longer just give suggestions, stop doing that, stop doing that. You're now a non-smoker, you're now a non-smoker. And we have them instead, when they begin to want to do the too much behavior, ask themselves, what am I feeling here? because, I mean, if you're feeling physical hunger, then gosh, maybe you should go get something to eat. But sometimes we're just thinking about what's in the fridge or the cabinet or something like that, when really we're not experiencing physical hunger, we're experiencing boredom, anxiety, frustration, and stuff like that. Am I going in the right direction for you there, Erica?
Absolutely, Cal. Yeah, this is exactly right.
Cool.
Yeah, so thank you very much for that thorough explanation that I really want our hypnotists to understand how important it is. When you understand the secret language of feelings and how to apply it to your own life, you will not be worried about feeling uncomfortable anymore. You'll be excited about it. Because what you'll do is you'll say to yourself, I don't want to have that bad feeling in my life anymore, so I'm going to address it and get rid of it. And the more you do that, guess what? It's going to be easy for you to teach that to your clients, and then you are going to start leading an optimized life. So the bottom line, really, is look for those feelings of being uncomfortable. It's just an indicator that there's some work to do. It's not going to work on itself, so use the secret language of feelings to address that feeling and get rid of it. Start leading an optimized life.
Can you imagine being a hypnotist and doing the kind of work like age regression, forgiveness work, parts mediation work, even direct suggestion, without having the fundamental understanding of the secret language of feelings?
Oh gosh, no. I think that was me at the very beginning of my career. That's why I needed more help.
Yeah, I mean, it's so big, so important as I do the age regression work. You know, I'm asking, okay, I regress into earlier time. What's happening? What are you thinking? What are you feeling? And that's just what I just talked about. Something happens, you think about it, you give it meaning, that creates emotions, you feel it in your body, which motivates behavior. And most of what we do in age regression is to adjust the meanings that that younger aspect of ourselves is experiencing when you were like 5, 4, 3, 2 years old. And this obviously, you know, like for anger, secret language of feelings. Anger always comes from the perception that something's unfair. And so what do we do with that? We respond to it in a satisfying way. We do a reality check. Was it really not fair? Then if it was not fair, then we move on to making fair. And if we can't make fair, then we move on to forgiveness. Just step by step, we know what we're doing. And I remember when I started off in this profession, I'd taken this course and I've read that book and these audios I listened to and these videos I watched, and I had all these ideas and techniques floating around in my head, and I didn't know what I was doing. Every time a client came in, I think, what the heck am I going to do with this guy or this gal? And that's what led to the development of 5-Path. I needed a process that was universal that I could use for everybody that came in. And that's where 5-Path came in, 5-Phased Advanced Transformational Hypnosis, that is my one-size-fits-all approach. And it really does. The exception would be pure pain management. We probably don't have to do 5-Path with that, although 5-Path along with it, what normal pain management type hypnosis techniques would be just fine. What do you think?
I just think it's really wonderful that you are able to capture all of this into a way and teach it to people so that someone like me can get started very quickly and help almost every single person that comes into our office with what you have learned, right? And so I'm able to get started really quickly, right, and help everybody. And it's just tremendous. So this is really, and we've talked about secret language of feelings before, but that's why it's so important. It is the foundation of the work that I do. And so when you understand that, and now you're looking at it for this episode, we're talking about looking at it in an even more like broad category, like looking for those feelings that are uncomfortable to resolve them before they become even a bigger problem. And that's when us as hypnotists, we do that for ourselves. That's when our practice takes on a new level, and then we're able to do it with our clients as well. Right, Cal?
I feel good.
All right, very good. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us here today. I'm Erica Flint. You can find me at CascadeHypnosisTraining.com. I have a class coming up in September, the NTH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course in September, and another one in January. I hope to see you in class.
And I have also the NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course coming up. And what does that mean? It means it is a course that's recognized by the National Guild of Hypnotists as having within it its core material. And then we add on top of it things like five path, seven path, the secret language of feelings, the vertical model of the mind, the things that take it from being the basic course into an advanced course that gives you the competence and confidence to really begin seeing clients. People really go out of my class into seeing clients the very next week or 2 weeks later. So it works. We have one coming up in October of this year, 2017. And we have two coming up January and July of 2018. And if you're watching this in 2025, you can always go to calbanyan.com and look at the course schedule. And then we also have a very special course, 7-day version, 3 days shorter. It's for people who are already certified as hypnotists, because then I don't have to spend so much time on the basic stuff and we can just get right into the advanced stuff. All right. That's it. Remember to become a VIP member. Somewhere around this video on calbanyan.com is the option to become a VIP member. It's free and it unlocks all the videos that we have so that you can watch them. Hundreds of videos, 20 minutes a piece, so that you can get a nugget every day. All right, that's it. Cal Banyan.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.